This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight. You need me, tease me.
All right, we got 5 minutes left with Tim Kennedy. He is a busy guy. He got home at like 2 in the morning last night from doing, Tooth Fairy work. And then he's here. He's got a big movie premiering tomorrow. And he's going out on the street with us tomorrow to do some clandestine stuff. So run through it. But you wanted us to play this clip. They're having to find it, so I'll play it later and put it together with you talking about it on the nightly news. But describe this clip.
It's the embodiment, the personification of the neutering of what it means to be a man. So this guy goes and shoots an M4 at the range, and he has this catastrophic, nearly traumatic event while he's trying to shoot an M4. It's 223. This is what I let like my 10-year-old shoot. It's just a little bit bigger than a 22.
There's no kick.
No kick at all.
Not if you push it in your shoulder.
Nothing. So he shoots this gun a couple of times, and he's like, the concussion, the gases, the smell of it all. It was so overwhelming. I had post-traumatic stress for hours after it.
He's trying to create a phobia.
Exactly.
So people don't do it. I mean, I'm not the super soldier, but I sit there and fire 100 rounds with a 50 cal handheld.
Effortlessly.
And then these guys are like, can't shoot a 223.
I don't know if they've been like actually emasculated or if they're just trying to demonstrate to the world how weak Americans are. I mean, it seems like it's intentional. He's like, no. It's not cool to go and work hard and to go train and go shoot. It's better just to be like the biggest sissy on the planet that can't even shoot a 223 because it hurts my shoulder. And the gases and seeing the brass fly out, it's traumatizing.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. This is warriors that see the chalk on the ground and start freaking out and convulsing. All right, so seriously, a lot of you haven't tried Super Male Vitality. Some of the other products that Tim likes are all listed. They're all 15% off today. I should have added that for folks to take advantage of this. And obviously, you know, Tim wouldn't endorse something if he didn't really like it. He's a top athlete. You don't see him out there endorsing other stuff. If you try it, folks, it'll blow you away. Bottom line, it supports the broadcast. But beyond that, you know, as Tim, you know, reaches out as an ambassador of liberty out there to the sporting community and has all sorts of big deals with CBS broadcasting sports and UFC and so many and hunting Hitler and all this other incredible stuff, he's an ambassador for liberty and really an ambassador for all the patriots that are in the military that think just like he does.
Yeah,
that's fair to say?
Absolutely. Everyone's like, why? Why do you do this? Why do you not sleep? Why do you not ever take a day off? Why are you like?
Because you're alive.
One, because I'm alive. The layers of blindness have been pulled, and that's because of hard work. And I want the biggest platform I can. I want to be on CBS. I want to be on the History Channel. Not for me. I don't care about, like, my family's going to be taken care of forever. I want to preach. I want everybody to know how important truth and liberty is. And
you've already dominated on every other front. Now you're going to do it in the info war.
Yep. So wherever I
welcome to the info war.
I love it. Fights come to them.
But it's perfect. You live here in Austin. You've been friends with Shane so long, and this happened totally organically.
Yep. We got more coming. You know, we're going to give you the stuff you need to know how to be a patriot. We're going to go film stuff this weekend. We're going to go shoot film stuff next week. It is going to be what the steps you need to take about how to be free, how to get free, like food, not from the government, how to grow it, how to change your oil, how to clean your gun, how to go to the range, what drills you should do at the shooting range.
And you're about to go shoot another season of Hunting Hitler, and of course you discovered that big house and all that,
huh?
Owned by German contractors, owned by German corporations. You are finding where the Nazis ran.
So last season, we kind of had some gloves off, or gloves on. We're taking the gloves off this year. We did the research last year. Now we are executing. We're going to show you kind of what happened, what you can do with money, and when you have media support behind you. And these were socialists, fascist socialists, that went on the run and then hid in South America.
All right. And where's your movie premiere tomorrow night?
Movie premieres worldwide. Range 15, range15.com to get tickets. And it's veteran everything. It is veteran made.
You're a wild man, Tim Kennedy. Amazing. And, of course, sheepdogresponse.com.
I'm as crazy and good.
All right. Good job, buddy. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Orlando, over the weekend, a radical Islamic terrorist killed 49 people at least and wounded dozens more, dozens. It was the worst terrorist attack since September 11th and the worst mass shooting in our country's history. We want to live in a country where gay and lesbian Americans and all Americans are safe from radical Islam. Which, by the way, wants to murder and has murdered gays, and they enslave women. Now, Hillary Clinton talks about women, and she talks about how she's going to do it. She plays the woman card more than any human being I've ever seen in my life. And frankly, I don't even think women like her from everything I see. And yet she's taking $25 million from certain countries, and much more than that when you add it up, that treat women horrendously, that kill gays. And you know what's going to happen, folks? And you know what we're going to do right now? Let's call for Hillary and Bill Clinton to give back the $25+ million to the countries that we're talking about. Once again, we've seen that political correctness is deadly. They don't want to talk about the problem. And I watched President Obama today, and he was more angry at me than he was at the shooter. And many people said that. One of the folks on television said, boy, has Trump gotten under his skin. But he was more angry, and a lot of people have said this, the level of anger, that's the kind of anger he should have for the shooter and these killers that shouldn't be here.
That's right. The globalists are engaged in a conquering of the United States, a cultural conquering, using Islam that they're bringing in. They allow the radical elements to organize, attack, and then they say, oh, we're going to censor your Facebook or Twitter if you criticize it. You're stirring them up. We're going to take you off this local radio station because you're Islamophobic. Look at this headline out of Reuters. Islamophobia on the rise in Germany, study finds. Because of the rapes, the robberies, the murders? Is it phobia of, say, black widows? They can kill you? A phobia is something that's illegitimate. You know, it's a fear that's irrational. You talk to the hundreds of thousands of Christians killed by ISIS in Syria and other areas, and ask me if their fear of Islam is a phobia. This is mental illness. And we see the left who has to just say everything but the West is a good thing, everything that is the West is bad. And we have Milo Yiannopoulos, one of the biggest Twitter followings on the internet, Breitbart editor of technology, that we're going to have a reporter there tonight covering this in Florida. It's just been banned by the police. They say, well, you know, and the stuff he says is milquetoast, but it's just free speech. Oh, you might make the Muslims mad. They might come shoot you. It's banned. And then Twitter took his account away and disappeared him. He's been suspended from Twitter. Okay? And if you try to criticize Obamacare being a ripoff, you get kicked off Twitter. You get kicked off Facebook. I mean, this is totalitarianism. This is sickening. And we see this administration going after whistleblowers. I have high-level counterterrorism sources who say, look, we're not even allowed to go to these mosques, the mosque where the imam in Florida, this guy went to saying kill homosexuals. We're not even allowed to investigate his dad, any of them, in order to stand down. I asked Tim Kennedy about it. He said, absolutely, that's what's going on. And he's in the most elite units there are for counterterrorism. Obviously, he can't tell me specifics. But that's what's happening. And then we are joined by the author of See Something, Say Nothing. This has been highly recommended by folks in special forces that are involved in domestic operations. This has been highly recommended by Roger Stone. He was on yesterday. This has been highly recommended by everybody from WorldNet Daily Books. We're not selling it yet. We should. I saw a lot of WorldNet Daily Books. Philip Haney and Art Moore, See Something, Say Nothing. A Homeland Security officer exposes the government's submission to jihad. There is a stand down going on. And when Obama opens the door, brings people in, blocks the FBI and others from stopping it, well, that's a false flag. They're going to blame the Second Amendment. It's real terror. It's real jihad. It's real Islamic behavior. Orthodox Islamic behavior. That's what they call radical Islam. But when the government or criminal elements of it open the door and protect it and call off the sheepdogs and let them attack, it's a false flag. And now Obama came out and blamed the Second Amendment and said, American terrorists, homegrown. We need more laws, even though this guy was working for a security contractor out of the UK. Even though he told coworkers, I'm going to kill people, they wouldn't do anything. His boss wouldn't do anything because they're protecting it. It's beyond political correctness, and they're holding America hostage now with these jihad forces, saying, you submit to us. It's like they declared civil emergency in Europe, in France and Germany, arresting people that hand out flyers on the street, suspending people's Facebook accounts. We videotaped it last week, our reporters in Dresden. We see General Petraeus walking by and asking him about it. He runs from us to go into the Bilderberg meeting. That's how he's getting millions from the Saudis. Hillary's gotten 20% of her money from the Saudis. So he joins us for the rest of the hour. Philip Haney studied Arabic culture and language while working as a scientist in the Middle East before he was hired as a founding member of the Department of Homeland Security in 2003, becoming an Armed Customs and Border Patrol Protection Officer. He served several tours of duty in the National Targeting Center near Washington, D.C., where he quickly was promoted to its advanced targeting team, an unprecedented accomplishment for an agent on temporary duty assignment. Officer Haney won numerous awards and commendations for his superiors for meticulously compiling information and producing actionable reports that led to the identification of hundreds of terrorists. He has specifically specialized in Islamic theology and the strategy and tactics of the global Islamic movement. He retired honorably in July 2015 and has now written the book, See Something, Say Nothing. We saw an article about this Sunday. It was bombshell. We wrote about it. Drudge picked it up. Here's the headline. Hillary's State Department blocked investigation into Orlando Killer's mosque. Further proof Hillary funded rise of ISIS. Well, that's what Seymour Hersh has talked about. So this is deeper than just political correctness. I wanted to get into the meat and potatoes of this, and I appreciate him coming on with us. You can find the book at WorldNet Daily, Amazon.com, everywhere else. But I want to ask Philip Haney about persecution of whistleblowers, about what's really going on inside, and my statement of this has got to go beyond political correctness. Even though Saudi Arabia is teetering on the edge of collapse in many respects, from my research, correct me if I'm wrong, still, it's like they're failing forward, like dominating the West, buying everybody off, and pretty much holding us hostage that if we don't submit to them, they'll activate these terror cells. Mr. Haney, is that an accurate statement, or correct me or my, of where I'm wrong?
Well, in particular, the organizations that are what I call the Asian branch of the global Islamic movement are funded by Saudi Arabia through the madrasa system. So, yes, there is a direct link, a historical link between Saudi Arabia and the funding of the madrasas, the Islamic schools that these individuals go to from the time they're little kids till they're grown up. That produces Taliban and a group called Tablighi-Jamaat, Lashkar-e-Taiba. Those are the groups that come from Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, that part of the world. So, yes, there is a connection.
Well, let's talk about your book, just in a gestalt. What's really happening? Why we see, whether it's San Bernardino or whether it's Orlando or Fort Hood, they say it's not Islamic terror. They try to cover it up. But before it happens, we see that there's agents being told, we may investigate you for civil rights investigation. Stop looking into this. And we got this guy's dad at the White House. What's going on here?
Well, the father was the vice president of the mosque, the Fort Pierce Mosque. If you took him at face value when he started appearing in public, you got the impression he had no clue whatsoever what his son was doing. But he's actually the vice president of the mosque. And there's a concept that I'd like to try to share with everyone, and that is like the solar system. All the planets in the solar system rotate around the sun. Yes, there are different kinds of planets, and they have moons and so on. But the one thing that they all have in common is the force of gravity that comes from the sun influences all of them. And the thing that is driving the whole global jihad movement, global Islamic movement, is the one thing is the implementation of Sharia law. That is the macro strategic goal of the global Islamic movement. It isn't actually jihad or terrorism or any of the rest of the things that we're calling it. It is Sharia law. And the other things, terrorism and so on, are tactics to implement the strategic goal of Sharia law. It's actually quite simple when you put it that way.
Am I right in saying that I think they've launched a new phase of a hot war, testing and probing with these basic sleeper cells and other organizations that are just directed by ideology?
Well, they are bound by their ideologies. I should say compelled. Like water, when it meets an obstacle, water will either go over, around, through, or under any obstacle that it meets. That's the implacable force of water. And the gravitational force of Sharia law exerts itself in exactly the same way. So they are compelled to find different tactical approaches to achieving their overriding strategic goal, which is implementation of Sharia law.
Wow. Well, I want to go through all this, the Orlando attacks and more, but first, obviously, the stand downs, the agents like yourself not allowed to do their job, the FBI ordered to stand down. I mean, it's every time from Hassan to San Bernardino to this to the Army-Navy recruiting centers where they say it wasn't an attack. I mean, what? I mean, we know what the jihadis are up to, but what's happening at the White House? We'll be back.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. Just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Something, say something. Well, we have that in Homeland Security that we will now. The book's called See Something, Say Nothing. Retired DHS intelligence officer blows the whistle on federal government's role in Islamic terror threat. Let's get into that right now about the book. and then how that parlays over into what's currently happening. I mean, it's incredible. All the public threats these people make, the traveling overseas, their buddies are blowing themselves up. He's telling coworkers he's going to kill them. His brother-in-law is bringing in refugees. The dad's hanging out with Obama. What in Hades is going on? What is Obama thinking?
Well, I wish I had about a minute with him. I don't know who's advising, but I can guarantee you one thing. If I had an opportunity to sit him down with the magic law enforcement computer, I could show him within 1 minute, 2 minutes top, all the derogatory information on every one of these individual organizations, particularly the Muslim Brotherhood front groups in the United States and the mosques, the affiliated organizations and mosques. I could show him. We have archives of derogatory information on these organizations going back years and years. Myself and my colleagues have put it in. We've done our job, but the administration literally, deliberately, and intentionally has refused to acknowledge the existence of this information.
So to be clear, there's files on all these people. They're saying we need more NSA stuff, but it's all there, and they're just not acting on it.
The Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection was founded to gather first-level intelligence information at the border, meaning when you encounter people coming back from flights from overseas or when they're preparing to depart, to go outbound, we call it, to go overseas. We have the authority within the border, a greater amount of authority than the CIA and the FBI combined, to gather this kind of basic intelligence information. And over the years, we have been handcuffed more and more to the point where we're barely capable of gathering the kind of information that we could then share, let's say, with the FBI and collaborate with them, conduct effective law enforcement operations. But over time, as it's described in the book, this was diminished more and more each year.
Why do you think they're phasing in this stand down? Because the Border Patrol admits that they're ordered to, quote, complete the smuggling process just of illegals in general or the so-called minor children. And then we also see the reports in the news where planes land from all over the world, and they're said, oh, we're not going to check their IDs or anything right now. Just bring them on in. I mean, what's going on there?
That's an abrogation of the basic responsibility of any elected official is to uphold the constitutional command or mandate to protect American citizens from threat, both foreign and domestic. We're talking here about a macro-level abrogation of responsibility that's putting us all at threat. And as long as we stand by and allow the administration to continue to misinform us and disinform us, then we're going to see the same results that we've seen so far over and over again. Because the global Islamic movement is not going to tell us thank you for allowing us to make this much progress. Now we'll stop. Every step forward they take, they reinforce their position and look for a tactical opportunity to make another move forward. We see it everywhere in the world, and North America is not immune from this force of gravity.
Well, that's what you wrote in the book, and then the book just came out, and boom, look what just happened. Do you see this just in patterns that the jihad attacks are obviously increasing? Will they increase exponentially, or do they go in waves, or what does your gut tell you? What do your colleagues tell you?
I can tell you based on numbers, there have been more than 28,000 Islamic jihad attacks in the world since 9/11. That averages out to about one an hour. So they're happening like lightning strikes all over the world continuously. Again, America is not immune. Until the day comes that we are able to honestly and courageously stand up and have a discussion about the nature of Sharia law and how it is compatible with the U.S. Constitution, then we're not going to have the wherewithal we need to recover ourselves and really stand up for the principles that this country was founded on. This isn't really even a civil rights issue at all. This is a basic survival issue.
Well, I know this. We've done this on air. When there's mosques openly calling for killing people, we'll call Homeland Security and they don't even care, or will point out things are going on, and they just it just seems to go into a black hole. But then meanwhile, Obama's on TV saying the number one threat is Christians and gun owners, and that American homegrown terrorism is a problem. This guy wasn't homegrown. His parents were from Afghanistan. His dad was the vice president of the mosque, as you were speaking of earlier, and others were. It's just amazing. We'll be back with the author of See Something, Say Nothing, a whistleblower on what's happening inside DHS. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Spend your
life with ExtendoVite. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I've been friends with Shane Steiner since high school, really good friends with him, and his family just has total Texas integrity. Salt of the earth, folks. You can trust him with my life. And Shane's been friends with Tim Kennedy for about 3 years, and we're about to go back to our guest, and he says he's one of the best guys he's ever known. And, you know, they work out like 5 days a week. And of course, Tim Kennedy is currently, it's no secret, but he don't want to get into it, so I won't, in Special Forces. The military rates him in the Army, but also in Joint Forces Command as all-around the top soldier in the U.S. military. I brought that up earlier. He said, okay, yeah, it's true. But he is the top soldier in the U.S. military. The top of the Special Forces, the top of Delta Force, the top of the SEALs, the top of all of them. And the point is that it's not even known, popularly known. It's like, oh, former Special Forces soldier. And it's just fate that Shane, 3 years ago, through his other UFC buddies, got to know Tim. And Tim was fighting for the middle heavyweight championship, had beaten the guy. He wouldn't come out of the corner. It's a famous fight. And the guy came out and, you know, got him at the end or whatever. But the point is, obviously, he's going to be going for the title in the future. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's going to be a big deal when it's announced. And it's going to be in the biggest venue ever. And I'm going to just stop talking. The point is that it's great for the InfoWar to have him involved with us. I'm very excited. I didn't even really try to do this whole sponsorship deal. He wasn't even really. He's so busy. He tried the products, and this was like 6 months ago, or 8 months ago. And then it took months for the anti-doping, you know, group to then approve for him to use them. So he just tried them and said, wow, this works. Went off of them, got them to, you know, check it, and then said, well, great, I'm allowed to use this. Of course it passes the anti-doping deal. We know we're under total FDA microscopes here. Plus, I'm not going to sell stuff that mimics testosterone in the body. What Dr. Grip says it does, and that's why all the big nutraceutical experts love our stuff at InfoWarsLife.com, is it gets your body to just operate at a higher level. And whether it's stamina, libido, you name it, I'm still not Mr. Beach Boy, but I've lost, I was like 280 pounds. A lot of it was fat. I've lost over 50 pounds in fat. I'll put it that way. 60, 70 pounds it's got to be, because I've gained a lot of muscle. And this is a big part of it. We have the Tim Kennedy special running, 50% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12. That's the three products he wants to endorse that he really has felt a big difference with. As part of our partnership with Special Forces Operator and UFC fighter Tim Kennedy, we're giving you 15% off the top InfoWars Life formula used by Tim Kennedy. 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com right now for a limited time. And he takes the Brain Force on missions, likes it better than coffee or other stimulants that the Army pushes. I'll just leave it at that. These are the products that Tim Kennedy uses in his Special Forces and UFC training that help him go to the next level. All three products have hundreds of five-star reviews and contain the known herbs that help boost your body naturally. Now is the time to stock up and get your products 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and get on the Tim Kennedy InfoWars Life Routine with Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12, and InfoWarsLife.com. And I'll close by saying this. This whole sponsorship thing is only 30% maybe of what we're overall doing. Having him sponsored now means he can do all these gun shows, training shows, blacksmithing, urban survival, urban farming, combat, intelligence operations, HUMET, training you to be HUMET in the street. This is exactly what we need. And so this can have the guy wants to work like 6 days a week when he's here. He's about to go to Argentina for hunting Hitler. He's got a bunch of other special operations stuff he does. And he can get called away at any time when there's terror attacks, obviously. But the point is we're going to have a lot of content from Tim Kennedy for the nightly news, for just free online for everybody, for the radio show. It's exciting. And then around that, I intend to try to build a whole division that's about empowering the individual. That doesn't mean I'm up here on some high horse and perfect. I used to run 6 miles a day, every other day, lift weights crazy, hell with Shane 20 years ago. And then I just got, I don't want to say depressed, but just started fighting the New World Order, stopped caring about myself, and just started working all the time, and just totally got so unego-driven, I didn't care how I looked. Until I realized about 5, 6 years ago, I said, you know, I'm going to turn this around. It's been a long fight, but I've turned it a lot around. And so it's exciting what's happened, and it's very exciting to have Tim Kennedy involved with us. And that was natural because Shane's been involved for 4 years with us, 5 years with the shooting. So that all happened naturally. It fits in with Joe Biggs and what he's doing. And now we're reaching out to the Special Forces community, the military community, period, because they're the group that's the biggest group of info warriors, folks that are awake. Now, going back to our guest who want to invite back up in the near future for a nightly news interview, and of course he is Philip Haney, See Something, Say Nothing, retired DHS intelligence officer, blows whistle on federal government's role in Islamic terror threat. We got like 5 minutes left. I really appreciate your time, sir. You're basically on the national news right now. We have audience much bigger than CNN, say, with their average show, millions an hour. Just what's the data dump folks need to know about the stand down in government and where this is going?
Well, counterterrorism is just like my former career as a scientist in entomology. It's very simple. Follow the trail, find the nest. That's counterterrorism in a nutshell. Follow the trail, find the nest. We're being told by the administration there is no nest. Don't even look for it because it doesn't exist. And that's as, about as absurd as it would be to go around stomping on ants one at a time while pretending there is no nest. So I would encourage us to reevaluate the way we approach this problem and recognize that it's not just individuals, it's also networks. And that those networks exist here in the United States. They've been built up over at least three generations of immigrants primarily, and that we're not immune to the forces of the Sharia law and influence of Islamic life. So we have to come to terms with this and then compare it to the Constitution and stand up for it courageously when they are not compatible. That's what I would say. Follow the trail, find the nest, and let us sure. do our jobs in the law enforcement community and in the military community. We've been handcuffed by rules of engagement to the point that we're virtually, it's almost impossible for us to do our job.
Why do you think that's being done? I mean, for me, it's beyond political correctness. Why would Europe let 5 million of these people in the last 3 years? And this is suicidal.
Yes, it's a kind of a psychosis. Nathan Sharansky has a premise that's very true. If you lose your identity as a person or a nation, you will die. You cannot continue to function if you lose your identity. And that's what we're on the verge of doing if we're not careful.
We don't have an identity except political correctness. It's just a bunch of mindless fluff.
Well, I'd like to recommend listeners to go to the 2012 FBI Touchstone document, their training guidelines, where in paragraph one it says that even though an individual is affiliated with a known terrorist organization, you're basically not allowed to assume that that person himself might be a terrorist.
That's funny. Sorry.
That's why the FBI seems to be having trouble connecting the dots with these kind of investigations.
Yeah, I talked to some folks that were there on the ground in Orlando, and they call them all in the briefing rooms, military, FBI, you name it, and they tell them, you are not investigating Islamists. You are not investigating the mosque. You are not to use the word Muslim. This is not an investigation of Muslims. And there's like 100 people in a room with Homeland Security from Jay Johnson up there, one of his lackeys telling him this. This is ridiculous.
And see, that's what I mean about an abrogation of the Constitution. Our founding fathers, the geniuses that they were, set up a checks and balance system. Do you realize how much of it, how far from due process we are when we have one branch, the executive branch of the government, dictating what every other branch shall do, including law enforcement, and intruding themselves into the law enforcement arena with policies that are subjective, that have no oversight.
It's totally dictatorial.
Whatsoever.
I mean, you can get away with anything. That's how Hillary can do all this illegal stuff, is because the executive's covering her butt.
Well, I was investigated 9 times by my own agency for doing my job. I took the oath to defend our country from threat, both foreign and domestic. I took it very seriously, and it got me in a lot of trouble. But thank God I was able to survive it and retire honorably. And that's why I'm telling my story now, because my vow is still on active duty.
That's right. Let me ask you this question. The people persecuting you, were they doing it just to climb the ladder? Or was it this sick leftist love affair with anything anti-freedom? I mean, for me, it's a form of Stockholm syndrome meets bondage. I mean, it's kind of like 50 Shades of Grey taken to the next level. There's this weird infatuation, I know, with liberal women to go have, you know, jihadi husbands and be slapped around. I mean, I don't understand it.
There's two factors. It's ideological for sure, but there's another one I think is deeper, and that is fear. The fear of doing the right thing. Fear of loss. If you do the right thing, you might suffer loss. And that fear keeps people from doing what they know is right. In other words, it keeps them from fulfilling their vow. Fear is a very powerful and destructive force.
Oh, boy, is it.
And
I can't live under it. My only fear is that I'm going to roll over and be a jellyfish. I only beat myself up, and I'm serious. I wish I could find a way to not feel guilty that I'm not doing enough. I am so unhappy right now. I have never been this unhappy. I should be happy. We're waking a lot of folks up, but I am just seeing the president get up today and blame, quote, Americans. He said Americans. We've got to keep guns out of the hands of Americans like this. This guy wasn't an American.
No, he wasn't. He was a citizen of our country, but he was not an American in the constitutional definition, which leads to another issue, the argument.
That's right. I mean, if he's pledged allegiance to ISIS, he's pledged allegiance to a foreign power. Deport his ass.
That's right. It's assimilation. We hear about it a lot, as though it's Americans' fault that Muslims can't assimilate or won't. It's not our fault. They have to make the choice to assimilate, but they are taught that it is the abrogation, a violation of Sharia law to assimilate to a non-Islamic culture. They're not here to assimilate. They didn't come here to learn to like hot dogs and watermelon. They came here with an understanding that if they come here and settle in a country and implement Islam and Sharia law, that they will receive the same reward in heaven as the men with the guns. And that is an Islamic theological fact. They know it when they come here, that if they promote Islam and the implementation of Sharia law, not the U.S. Constitution, that they will receive a reward in heaven from Allah.
Yeah, the left thinks they're going to assimilate, and they're totally out of their minds.
No, the harder they try to make them, the worse it will get.
Well, I'm not assimilating to the leftist garbage either, and I'm not assimilating to jihad garbage either. I'm not going under any of this, and I'm telling you, it is really getting bad, and I'm seeing it all over Austin, and I'm seeing the left cuckold to this whole deal, and I'm not going to put up with it. Philip?
One last thing. If we don't face it voluntarily, we will ultimately face it involuntarily. It's inevitable one way or the other. We have to deal with this. From a constitutional perspective.
Well, let me ask you this then, because I've got other guests coming in, but I want to invite you back. In 60 seconds, how do we counter this?
Become familiar with the Constitution and become familiar with Sharia law. Arm yourselves with information. Gain a mastery of this subject. You have to be a part of it. And then go back and read the Declaration of Independence. What it called us to do as citizens is to be in control of our own government. We have the right to do it. We need to do it. Now is the time. Not tomorrow. Now.
Philip, we look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you for going through all that persecution to get this book out. I talked to Joseph Fair earlier this week. He's very, very proud of this book and that they published it and the courage you've had. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, everyone, for listening as well.
You bet. Let's bring in the other guys now that were just over in Europe for 10 days covering Bilderberg, the very globalists that are engineering all this. I mean, these people are just, and again, this whole Islamic invasion, I don't want to obsess on it all day. I have to because they're blaming guns and the Second Amendment and America and Americana by name, Obama is blaming us. So here's the deal. You're not blaming me and my family, you piece of filth. You're not going to gut what's left of the country and have extrajudicial no gun buy list. I'm not putting up with it. People say, oh, well, what are you going to do? Let me tell you, we're going to do a lot. We mean business. And Obama doesn't look too happy these days because they bit off more than they can chew. Let me tell you something. They're not getting away with this. And we have to understand, no matter what color we are or where we're from or what we stand for, religiously or whatever, we should stand for free speech. And I'm not here to just hate Muslims. They're bullied by their own system as well. I didn't opt in to be under your system, and my daughters and my son didn't either, okay? So it's not happening. And I'm not going to go along with a police state either that's built up to supposedly counter you, but we never counter what you're doing. So there is a clash of civilizations taking place. We are being played off against each other. I recognize that people in Islamic countries are going to fall victim of this. There is a larger game plan. But if we can't even address Islam and radical forms that are really orthodox, then there's no way to turn this around. And you guys were over there in Europe. You went to the refugee camps. You got run off from them. You did a great job. Petraeus ran away from you. Amazing job, Josh Owens and, of course, Rob Dew, back here in the United States.
Yeah, it was pretty spectacular the way the German people especially, they are divided. And it's a harsh division between anti-migration and people who think it's okay and they can take as many as they want. Because they kept saying, we're a rich nation, we're a rich nation. And they just don't see where Where's the money going to come from? You're already taxed, you know.
Well, it's their religion. I mean, they were brainwashed under the Nazis. Mm-hmm. The brainwashing just continued right after that.
Yeah.
The Germans are just totally brainwashed.
Nice people, but they definitely believe that they can handle all this stuff. Now, Czech Republic, where we were, we met a lady at a who ran a church there, and she said they've only taken in 500 migrants. 500 migrants in the last, like, 3 years.
Well, that's because they lie on the news. But, yeah, it's lesser numbers there.
Yeah.
Well, look, different leaders in Eastern Europe say this is a globalist invasion. They know what it is.
Right.
They say it's a Bilderberg invasion to break our countries down.
Exactly. And that was one of the big talking points going into Bilderberg was what they're going to do. I think it was how do we keep this migrant invasion going and couch it differently and, you know, to make the people accept that we need more migrants. And I don't think they do. I don't think they need any more migrants. I don't think they're helping. They don't allow them to work. They don't allow them to even come in and be productive citizens. So I don't know why you're bringing them into your country. I don't know what purpose that serves.
So they can blow stuff up and shoot people, and then you can take their liberties away. What do you think's going on, Josh?
Well, we spoke to a guy just outside of Nuremberg on the way to Dresden, and he was upset basically that on the streets people weren't accepting they weren't accepting things that he was doing. So he was like, "I'm glad that I get free stuff. I'm glad that I don't have to work. I'm glad that, you know, I get food and I don't have to pay for anything, but I hate this place and I don't want to be here anymore." And I think it was evident that he felt that he was supposed to come over here with open arms, and then he was just supposed to be given everything, also with people on the street giving him a positive attitude also to reinforce his ideals.
Kissing his ass isn't enough.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's got a bad attitude. Look, when humans have stuff too good too long, they decide to destroy themselves. That's what this is. This is suicide of nations.
NarcissityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, NarcissityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at darkcitydefense.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, the move to take our guns is so horrible that I've almost gotten conditioned to it. Didn't even cover this. Kit Daniels wrote about it yesterday at Infowars.com. Here it is, Rolling Stone. Why it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. It needs to be replaced because it's outdated, a threat to liberty, and a suicide pact. So we bring in the jihadis, we let them kill us, we blame America, and then take our liberties, just like Europe's done. Truly, truly sickening. You know, Josh Owens to infiltrate the Muslims has grown his big beard, but I'm told that thing is coming off this weekend.
It's coming off this weekend. It has to. It's got to be done.
Red beard. What does your girlfriend think, or fiance?
She's ready for it to come off.
I'm ready for it to come off.
It's coming off.
Let me just say, I love you. You're a great editor, great camera guy, funny guy. I love you to death. That's why I don't know how you could have a beard like that. Are you trying to be grizzly?
Well, if my parents are watching this, they would love what you just said.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is everyone, like, beating you up about it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, when we were in Germany, I just kept getting called Taliban constantly, so.
We started calling him Jihadi Josh. That was our nickname for him.
It is a little, oh, my God, dude. I'm sorry. Anyways, you've got, like, your dudester, dude, yeah. Dudorino. You know, or the dudes, for sure.
It's probably coming off, too. My wife doesn't like it either. Women don't like the beard. So, whatever.
It looks good for you.
I look like I'm 15 without it. Yeah. When I shave off, I'm just so baby.
Piece of work, dude. Hey, let's get serious, though. They don't want to come for our guns. No one wants your guns. They're just all over the news saying, bam.
Right.
But everything's fine. And Obamacare is free, even though new reports out, AP, that Obamacare premiums are exploding again.
Yeah. And here's the thing. There's over 20 million guns, over 200 million rounds of ammunition. It's probably even more than that, in that the American people
have. Yeah, that's
the
way to persecute the American people. If they can ban it, they can raise hell against it.
I mean, if it was such a problem, there would be mass shootings every week. But it's not. You know,
mass shootings are down since 1992.
Exactly.
Overall shootings are down 60-something percent. They know that. They just hype the daylights. Listen.
Yeah.
It's like this alligator at Disney World grabbing the kid.
Yeah.
The same alligator, they think, chased a kid last week. They didn't do anything about it.
Right.
Are you going to... Now, listen. Is there a perception now that alligators are everywhere? Even though it's super rare, it's like great white sharks, like I always say. But if a great white shark attacks the beach, they close it for a week.
Right.
Even though it might happen once a year on a whole eastern seaboard or western seaboard.
Yeah, exactly. Here's... With that alligator thing, what they've done is protect the alligator so nobody hunts it. They're not allowed to hunt them, only in certain areas. And so they go, they mass populate.
And they've been killing everybody's dogs and cats.
Yeah, they're
and
hungry.
Now it's time for
your kids. That's what they do. They're a giant lizard that eats things. It's terrible what happened to this kid.
And by the way, it's its culture to eat children. So I think you should go and feed your children to the alligators at Disney World.
Well, they find alligators all the time eating dead bodies and stuff in canals, and they're always pulling out half-eaten dead bodies out of canals in Florida. It happens,
and they're always spitting it. Oh, we think the person fell in.
No,
it's not the alligator that did it. Plastic and oh, not me.
And it's weird it happened in what Disney World, like one of these really.
You go to Mexico, they got signs everywhere going, "Do not swim here," and it's a picture of an alligator or a crocodile.
They had a lady
dumbass tourist get in.
There's a lady who got killed in Australia. They went swimming in a beach where they said don't go swimming. She went swimming with her friends. She gets pulled under and dies.
Yeah, 20-foot saltwater crocky.
Yeah, exactly. That's
like, hello, I'm liberal crocodile. I love you. It's like, rah.
Crocodile doesn't care.
All these people get eaten by mountain lions in California, remember, for years.
Yeah.
And they go, don't shoot them, don't shoot them. They're like eating women in their backyards.
That's why they were jogging.
Finally, they start killing them and they stop doing it.
Yeah, because they realize there's a consequence and they move on.
You don't see mountain lions eating people in Texas. Unless you're down in Big Bend where they know everybody's disarmed. They go to the gun-free zone.
Yeah, exactly.
The mountain lions go to the gun-free zone to eat people. I've seen one on our ranch in East Texas and one in my backyard in Ripping Springs. Ran off where I get a photo, but they don't attack people there because they're scared.
We're getting coyotes. In my neighborhood, we've got coyotes.
That's in the middle of Austin.
Yeah, I've seen them running around because they run through the canals. They've used the canals.
You've got to get low velocity 22 that you don't hear. Take them out.
Yeah. And they do it at night, and they're
talking.
I saw one running. I'm like, that's a big cat. Whoa. Freaking coyote. I saw it turn its head.
We've reached the shield generator, my lord. You may start your landing. Hour 4, 70 seconds away at Infowars.com/show. If you're watching this transmission, listening to it,
yes.
You're the resistance.
Communications Radio Network.